It was no surprise that Thriller was named Album of the Year at the Grammys, or that Michael took home 8 Grammys, more than anyone ever before him. While the accolades and awards are pouring over him, Michael maintains his childlike joy at each new accomplishment, each record broken, each award earned.
They'll always excite me. They're going into platinum. It's just important not to take it too serious and not to reflect too much on the past and too much on the gold and too much, because you can bog down with your achievements instead of pulling out great work. Your past work, and if you get lost in that, really, sometimes I put all my gold and platinum records out and I look at them and don't try not to take it too serious. There's so much more I have to do, and kind of forget about that.
Beat It, a song that captured the hearts and minds of millions through its innovative video promoting peace on the streets. Michael and his brothers had to learn to get along with the kids on the block right from the start of the Jackson 5.
We start rehearsing every day after school. I mean, kids would tease us and things. I mean, we would be in school rehearsing all the time, and there was like a big baseball park behind our house. We would hear the roaring of the crowd and the kids eating candy and popcorn. We would be inside rehearsing. And this would kind of get us mad. And rocks would come through the window, people teasing us. But eventually we came through, we kept rehearsing and sweating and rehearsing, and we went to talent shows, we would win every talent show. I mean, our house is loaded with trophies, just loaded.
Elvis wiggled his hips and got nicknamed the Pelvis. The Beatles shook their long hair and the girls screamed. But no rock star has ever moved like the graceful, gliding, twirling Michael Jackson. Only Michael has melded movement with sound so completely that they seem inseparable. He floats on air, backwards.
I think dancing is the most wonderful thing of all time, because people communicated through bodily movement before anything. I mean, art and moving your body. I mean, dancing is really showing your emotions through bodily movement. And I think it's a wonderful thing to get out on the floor and just feel free and do what you want and just let it come out. And when I dance, I really feel it, and I just feel free, and I do what I feel. And dancing will never disappear. I mean, it's instinct, it's God, it's escapism, it's getting away from everything and just moving your body and letting all the tension and pain out and just having a good time. People love to party, they love to dance, and you need rhythm, beat, the drum, to dance. And that's how I feel. It will never die. Everybody dances. Everybody clowns. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
Michael eased on down the road in The Wiz, playing the limber scarecrow to Diana Ross's intense Dorothy.
We filmed The Wiz. It's a 7 month outside in cold of New York City. And it was so cold. Some things just had to even quit. I enjoyed it to death. Oh, it was one of the most wonderful times I ever had. I just went crazy. I learned so much. I enjoyed so much. I met so many wonderful people. It was an incredible experience. It was a heavy script. I mean, real heavy. Really. A lot of people look at it as being a children's story, but it isn't. It's dealing with faith and belief and courage. When you deal on those subjects, you're dealing with things that make kings of the world. I just enjoyed it so much. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful for many reasons. One, that Michael was working with one of his closest friends, Diana Ross. Michael and Diana have been pals since he was a 10-year-old child, when the soulful lady took him and his brothers under her wing. Diana still calls Michael her baby, but today, he's matured to the point that he wrote and produced a song for her, Diana Ross with Muscles, the song written and produced for her by Michael Jackson. Michael shared another Muscles with his longtime friend.
Almost 6 foot boa constrictor. His name is Muscles, and I take him to the studio. Diana Ross was just here, and we were both peeling his skin off, you know, because he peels like 3 times a month. And he was great. She was a little afraid of him, but then she got relaxed with him.
Diana may well have been nervous with Muscles the Snake, but perhaps Michael was just as nervous when he first met Diana during the Jackson 5's audition for Berry Gordy in 1969.
would audition for Motown at Berry Gordy's mansion in Detroit. It was a big, big, big estate and an indoor pool. And here we are, singing next to the pool among all the Motown stars, the Temptations, Diana Ross, the Marvelettes, and I mean, people that we admired. And, and they were all there. We were singing, we did our show, and they loved it. They applauded, they gave us a standing ovation. And Berry Gordy came over, and Diana Ross came over too, to us at the end of the show, and she kissed each one of us, and she said she loved what she saw, and she wanted to pay special tribute to the group, and she wanted to be a part of what we do.